Question 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Do you find that your phone's battery runs out at the most inconvenient time? Don't waste your time staying near a power outlet just to charge the battery. With PowerGo, you can charge your phone on the go. This portable device can give you up to 90 minutes of power. It can be used with phones made by almost any manufacturer. Order with the promotional code POWER3 to get 3 free ringtone downloads with your purchase.
Number 71. What kind of product is being advertised? Number 72. What benefit of the product does the speaker mention? Number 73. How can listeners get a free gift? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement. Attention, all bus passengers traveling to Montgomery. We regret to inform you that the 2:05 p.m. bus journey has been canceled due to a malfunction with the vehicle. If you are holding tickets for this departure time, you should exchange them at the cashier's window, which is located at the west end of the building. We hope to add an additional route today to accommodate delayed passengers. I will make another announcement to give you details shortly, as soon as it is finalized. Thank you. Number 74. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 75. What are some of the listeners advised to do? Number 76. What will the speaker do soon? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to Freelance Corner, the show that discusses freelancing opportunities in a variety of fields. My guest is Lewis Gibbons, a nature photographer who has had his work published in several national magazines. One of the biggest challenges for freelancers is making sure their product fits buyers' needs. Today, Mr. Gibbons will discuss the trends in the magazine industry so that you know what kinds of photos are most likely to sell these days. If there are any related topics that you want us to discuss on the show, send them to me at anthony@radio5world.com. We'll do our best to address them in today's show.
Number 77. Who is Lewis Gibbons? Number 78. What will Lewis Gibbons discuss on the show? Number 79. What are listeners encouraged to send to the speaker? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Rubio. My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Oak Ridge Catering. We got your email saying that you would like a 3-course meal for an anniversary party for 60 people on Saturday. I know that you wanted smoked salmon with roast potatoes for the entree. Well, we have 5 events on Saturday. If you would be willing to accept a simpler meal, like cold sandwiches, these could be prepared the morning of the event for you to pick up. If you decide to do that, please note that the parking lot right next to our building is currently closed for repairs. Thanks.
Number 80. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 81. What does the speaker suggest when she says,
"We have 5 events on Saturday"?
Number 82. What does the speaker mention about a parking lot? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction. Good morning. I'm delighted to welcome you all to the annual Convention of Newspaper Reporters. I'm sure you'll learn a great deal about our industry from our distinguished speakers. In addition to the lecture format, this year we decided to hold a special question and answer event. It requires an additional ticket and will be held in the Rosemary Hall, which seats 200. We weren't sure what the response would be, but we've sold the 200 tickets. Paul Johnson, who has just won the prestigious Golden Pen Award, will be leading that session. Number 83. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 84. What does the speaker imply when he says, "We've sold the 200 tickets"? Number 85. What does the speaker mention about Paul Johnson? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome, everyone, to Eastdale Garden Center. We've got a great team of staff members again this season. Those of you who worked here last year will notice that most of the tasks are the same, such as watering the plants, removing weeds, and doing general cleaning. However, now that we have a new outdoor stage, you will sometimes be asked to set up chairs in front of the stage when there is a lecture scheduled. In addition, just like last year, our employees are eligible to receive a free pass to the Ocean Way Aquarium. If you're interested, talk to Douglas in the administrative office.
Number 86. Where are the listeners? Number 87. According to the speaker, what task has been recently added? Number 88. Why should the listeners contact Douglas? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following tour information. As we come over this next hill, you'll get your first view of Harmon Lake. What I find impressive about this lake is that it is home to nearly 500 species of fish, not to mention birds, frogs, and more. We've seen even more animals return to the lake over the past few years, as officials have turned their attention to decreasing the amount of pollution in the water and soil. We're about 20 minutes away from a great photo spot. However, I'd like to pause the hike here for a few minutes so everyone can have something to drink. Number 89. What feature of the lake does the speaker find impressive? Number 90. According to the speaker, what have officials been focusing on? Number 91. Why does the speaker want to pause the hike now? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Finally, on the manager's meeting agenda, we'll be making changes to comply with new regulations regarding safety. Employees will need to be retrained regularly on using the factory's machinery. To keep costs down, I think we should simply create a video series for employees to watch for their training. That way, it can be done anytime, and we won't have to keep paying for a trainer. I've estimated the costs of doing so, but that'll have to be sent by email. The evening shift workers will arrive shortly.
Number 92. What is the topic of the speaker's talk? Number 93. What does the speaker recommend? Number 94. What does the speaker most likely mean when she says,
"The evening shift workers will arrive shortly"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and chart.
Hi, Ms. Herrera. It's Arnold. As you know, we've had a lot of problems with the service from Nelson Landscaping. Crew members don't show up according to the schedule, and we can never be sure that the work will be done. I found another company that will be better, Pensacola Commercial Landscaping. There are a variety of plans. I think we just need to book them for mowing the grass and trimming the bushes. I've sent you a link to their price list. Could you please approve the monthly fee for this work so that I can hire them? Thanks.
Number 95. Why is the speaker looking for a new landscaping firm? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which plan does the speaker want to use? Number 97. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and floor plan.
I'm pleased to welcome you all to the team, and I hope that you enjoy working here. We'll begin assigning offices to you with two people sharing an office. All of the architects work on the third floor. You can decide among yourselves where each team member will be. But please don't use the office next to the elevator. We plan to convert that to a storage room next month. You have a bit of time to unpack the things you brought with you, but I'll be back at 10 o'clock to take you to get an official ID badge. It must be worn at all times when you're in the building.
Number 98. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which room will be used for storage? Number 100. According to the speaker, what will the listeners do at 10 o'clock?